Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
One of the problems that confronts us in asking the question, why do bad things happen to good people, is that our perspective is so incomplete. We look at a given set of circumstances which leads up to the unpleasant event that triggers the question why. It's almost like asking the outcome of a ball game when there are 2 important minutes on the clock. Until the game is over, you don't have the complete picture. When you were a child, you had no way of knowing how deeply the hearts of your parents were touched by what you were going through. In some cases, their emotions were deeply affected by what confronted you. Yet as adults, they seemed to have things pretty well under control. You just didn't know how deeply they felt, and it wasn't until you yourself became a parent that you began to understand the great difference there is between the emotions of a child and his parent. When I became a father, I gained new understanding of what my own father had felt, something that I didn't and really couldn't understand when I was a teenager. But now that I am a grandfather 8 times over, I have to admit that I have gained a new perspective, something that I really couldn't get a handle on until I had undergone the whole process. Now, the fact that God knows and understands and also cares about what is happening to you is something which you must take by faith when you walk through troubled waters. The hand of God hasn't been lifted when difficult situations confront His children. In the book that bears His name, Peter, one of the 3 closest to Jesus, made that very clear. Actually, his whole book deals with this issue of why bad things happen to good people. Peter suggests that all the world is under the curse of sin. But God allows His children to walk through certain dark valleys under His protection and care now. But eventually, the world at large will face the consequences of having rejected the love of a father when His hand is lifted. In the process of facing suffering, or putting together the broken pieces of our lives, we usually can't see what the hand of God is actually doing when we hurt. That, of course, comes with some hindsight. Paul wrote, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us." Your understanding of God is the fabric out of which you formulate an answer to the issue of why bad things happen to good people. And when you believe God is good, by faith you can take heart and accept the fact His word is true, that our Lord will never leave you or forsake you. If a little child came to you with a broken toy, tears streaming down his face as he cried out, "Daddy, why doesn't my toy work?" Which would bring greater comfort to your child? Knowing the technical reason for the toy's failure, or knowing that you love him and care about him? As you sweep the little boy up in your arms, holding him to your breast, you whisper, "Don't worry about it. I'll fix it for you. Just give me some time. It's going to be okay. Daddy loves you." The fact is, you can experience the presence of God during times of suffering and difficulty in measures you would never have known had you not gone through the deep waters. So, friend, don't close the book on God until you have crossed the threshold of heaven. And when you do, you will know why bad things happen to good people. In the meanwhile, there is an antidote to our great need. Paul described it as the grace of God. Friend, His grace is sufficient for you.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.